Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Well, all of last week and then up to this week, we're talking about the fact that God has a plan.
Come on.
I heard the testimony of a young man. He was on Kelly's broadcast. And he stopped at a railroad crossing, and suddenly he had a vision. And he saw himself up over the top of that train. And he said, I could see the front of the train and the end of the train. And he said, that's the way God is with time. He can see the end from the beginning.
Come on.
And he has a plan. He knows where that train is going, and he knows where it's supposed to go. So we don't do anything until we seek God's.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
We seek him, and we spend time in the floor. And we spend time in this book, and we read it, and we meditate on it, and we think about it.
Praise God.
Certain things will begin to come up on the inside.
Amen.
And when it comes up, it's a calling. And listen to it. Don't violate it.
Right.
And don't just, I used to just jump out and do something, and I did way too much, and I preached myself to exhaustion twice.
Yeah.
And because I didn't inquire of the Lord, I'd announce something from the platform, and then I stuck with it. And he said, you're mistaking the anointing for strength, and it's not. He said, I don't intend for you to live under that anointing all day, all time, all night, and all day long. You can't. He said, it's my power.
That's right. Wow.
So, and I notice when you do, you wind up preaching the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's fine if you're instructed to do that, but it's not fresh.
Correct.
Come on.
It's
come on.
Just a labor. Right. It's a labor of love, but it's tired.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would depend on the Spirit of God to come, and he would do it.
Yeah.
But it hurt me physically.
That's right.
The calling is his plan.
Amen.
Come on.
And that building was born inside you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard those words coming to you from the revival capital of the world.
Hallelujah.
I knew it was done.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea what it meant. Then we came out here, and the Lord said, you're not going to call it that. Other people are going to call it that, and don't you call it that until I tell you to. I forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We were out here. The church was built. Some people, I believe from Phoenix, Hispanic people, and they came here, and they came to Pastor George, and she said, does the revival capital of the world mean anything to you? He said, yes, why? She said, I had that in this dream, and the Lord said, go there, and it would be here. That's when we began to say it publicly.
Wow.
Now, you think that was easy not to say that? I had heard that audibly. I wanted to tell the world about it. But I didn't dare.
You're right.
So, now, listen to me. I just cast all the care of the Lord over on it. Now let's talk about the giving and the right and the left. There are giving, times of giving, that we don't have any business talking to other people about it.
That's true. Amen.
You just do it.
Correct.
That's right. That's right.
And there are some things over the years that we've done that it's not anybody else's business.
Right.
Now, those that are, and the Lord allows me to say something about it. But you just don't talk about some things.
Yeah.
But there are people, on the other hand, and I know of this, that untaught, bless you, sweet, untaught, will get up next to someone, oh, God, you know how much I need a new washer and dryer. You know how much I
What?
Come on.
You don't do that.
No. Nope.
God knows you have need of that washer and dryer.
That's right.
One woman I'm thinking about now, she went to the Lord and said, now, you know I need this, and I want it on my birthday. Well, it came in supernaturally. Thank she said, God. Lord, it wasn't my birthday. He said, when were you born again?
Oh, wow.
It was her new birthday. He wow. gave it to her on her. Well, that's when he took her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sweet. That's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The more we turn toward Him, the more we live by Him.
Amen.
It's about coming into that place of just absolute self-surrender.
It is.
God.
You couldn't have said it a better way.
God, here I am.
Amen.
This is where I need to be. I need to be in that place of intimacy yes. with You. That everything from the outside world.
The secret place.
Yes.
That secret place.
Amen.
And the scripture in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 1. Yeah. Ephesians 1 verse 3. I began to get a revelation of it in a greater way than ever before, because it says, blessed be the God,
yes.
praise God.
And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings
in
heavenly places yes. in Christ. And I came to realize that as a child of God, we are positioned in a place of authority that we have to step to. We've got to get into. We're already there because of what He's done for us. But we have to get there in our hearts, in our spirits, have to understand where we rightfully are. And I realized that Paul, when he's writing this, and I realized at that moment, there is a pipeline, a reservoir of blessing. Mm-hmm. of God for every one of us.
Yes.
And it doesn't run out. It doesn't mean because everything that God's done here at the revival capital of the world, mm-hmm. there's not enough for us in Africa.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't mean there's not enough for you in your state or you in your town or you in wherever you live. There is enough for every one of us. There is a pipeline of provision
yes.
that is attached to a reservoir of the supernatural blessing of God. And I came to realize this, Brother Kenneth, I came to realize that a reservoir is not a small cup.
Right.
It's not a Limitless. Little bucket.
No, it's not.
It's not a, a little water tank outside your house. A reservoir is a supply
yes.
that is adequate, more than enough for everything that God has called and God has purposed in your heart for you to do.
According to his
purpose.
Yeah.
And so when we started the project, when we started to move forward in what God wanted for us, I said, Lord, I'm going to believe in this money. I'm going to believe in what you've told us. And it was like the Lord dropped in my spirit. He said, Andre, I want this to be different to anyone else. I want this to be cash. Mm-hmm. You got to do this cash. And I realized that I had to put my connection into my provision from that reservoir of God's blessing. And it was in that moment when I connected that I just began to see the supernatural provision of God come. And I said, Lord, when do we go? When do we go? When do we go? He said, hold back, hold back. It was I felt like a racehorse, you know, waiting in the gate, because all I wanted to do was I wanted to go. And I wanted to do this. And he said, wait, wait, wait. And I was waiting because I've come to realize something. You can also rush ahead of God.
Oh,
yes, you can.
So you see,
timing
is critical. Timing is critical for everything God says. And here's the point, that when the vision comes to you and when the word of God comes to you, understand it is already done in the eyes of God.
Exactly.
In the heart of God, it's fulfilled.
Yes.
It's done because he's given you the vision. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right time to do it now for you in that moment of your life. And I've had to learn there's that season. The provision is there, the blessing of God, and I have to say, Lord, when do I let this horse out? When is that gate going to open? When is it going to run? Because I know that when I start to run, I need to make sure there is adequate supply of God's goodness
Didn't
and blessing.
Jesus say that?
Absolutely.
You have to count the cost.
Count the cost. Mm-hmm. Measure it.
That's
good. You don't want to get halfway through it and run out of money.
Yeah.
Now, what the Lord said to you to do it debt-free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Christian people don't realize it. Sinner people sure don't realize it. For me to go in, and there are people that would really have loved to do it. Mm. For us to go in and apply for a loan, for a Cessna Citation 10, at the time,
right,
the fastest civilian airplane on the planet, and we would have qualified for it.
Right.
Two things. One, you're entering into a covenant. Mm. And I am telling them, I'm guaranteeing you, let's say on a home.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing you that I will be equally as able to do this 30 years from now as I am now.
Come on.
And I'm entering into a covenant with you, and I don't have any idea what's in your life. I'm connecting up with you.
Right.
I preached this at a minister conference 1 year, then the pastor came back the next year. And he said, you said that last year. And so he said, I went home. Now, I'm not saying that all bankers are this way, but I'm telling you this. You are entering into covenant with somebody.
Come on, come on.
And I had the Lord tell me, he said, I have churches that have entered in covenant to the wrong people, some of them to the mob, and they don't even know it.
Right.
And I know
right.
of that situation too. I won't go into that. And he came back and he said, I went to the bank and I walked in there and I asked for Mr. So-and-so. And she said, I think they're working on your church loan right now, Pastor. Let me get him out here. And she was, and he came out, big smile on his face. He said, I believe we got good news, Pastor. I believe we're going to do it. He said, well, that's the reason it came by. We've decided to go ahead and do it on our own and just build it, and just do it debt free. He said his entire face changed.
Hmm.
He said, you can't do that without us.
Mm-hmm. Come on, come on.
And he began to curse the man to his face.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He goes into covenant with that man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that devil is in his business.
Yeah.
And he's got church problems and cannot figure out why in the world he's got financial problems.
Come on. The Lord spoke to us and said to me, when you have 30-fold in the bank, 30% of the contract value, do it, and I'll do the rest. He gave me the clear direction.
That's what you had to have.
That's what I had to have. And God brought it by faith in. We pulled the trigger on it to go. We're now going with the project. And when that happened, everyone was contacting us saying, because now it was in the newspapers. Now it was, this greatest facility is coming into a city that people have been saying, how is it possible? How do you build 11,000-seater in that position like that? It was like they couldn't understand it. People were approaching us, we want in on the project. We want in.
Sure, we do.
No. God is in control of this project. God is in control.
Yes, sir.
And I realized, I said, all we got to do is stay hooked up. Yes, all we've got to stay is in that pipeline of provision of that reservoir that I know is right there, and it's not for when I die one day, but it is reserved for me. In other words, and I came to realize that there is a guarantee of provision that God has for me to see this project through and complete it.
Philippians 4.
Yeah.
The apostle wrote to the church at Philippi, and he said, not that I desire a gift,
yeah,
but I desire a gift to your account.
Amen. Yeah.
There are heavenly accounts.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, I don't usually do this, but it's come up. Stats through, let's see, this is June 2023. This is July.
Yeah.
And KCM began January 24, 1967. Radio broadcast started in 1975. Sunday broadcast in May 1979. Daily broadcast in 1989. So we're going back. This is covering.
Right.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Television time air cost over that time, $746,966,417.
Wow.
Total benevolent, our tithing, was adequate to that and more.
Right.
He gives our total grand income. But now listen to this. Cost saved by not borrowing.
Hmm.
Michael Evans, certified public accountant, went to Oral Roberts University.
Yeah.
Came right out of there and went to work for us. Now, stand up and say, and rightly so, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do, that I'm receiving the offering on a new church building, and thank God every dime you put in here is going right into that building.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Cost saved by not borrowing over these many years now.
Mm.
And it started right there at the very beginning. Mm. We were at Grace Temple Church.
Yeah.
$53,097,581
Come on.
Partners' money.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Church members' money that would have gone to the bank and didn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or would have gone to the, you know, to some loaning institution.
Right, right.
But, now, and that's the way the Lord directed us. Now, He'll have to direct you. You go to God. I'm making a point of this.
Yeah.
Whether it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, believe God for the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't care. Like with Gloria, it took 30 years to get the one she wanted.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we began to sow.
Right.
And I've told this many times. This is just one of the situations.
Yeah.
We were going into Target store, and I heard the tire squeal, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland. And I stepped going, and I was walking in there.
Yeah.
Walked out there, and young woman, two children in the back seat. The Lord told me you would be at the Target store today. She said, I'm two payments behind on my house. She's a school teacher. But she said, my property has become very valuable, and the bank will not give me any kind of extension. This school teacher and two little children were fixing to be out on the street and homeless. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was standing there praying in the spirit when she's telling me that. And I said, sweetheart, give me your name and your phone number, and I'll take this up with our legal department. And our legal department stepped in and paid the $9,000 on her home. And so we set that aside and said, Lord, now here, we have seed in the ground for the home that Gloria is.
Come on.
Praise God.
We helped people in that area. But the reason I pointed it out, they didn't care. They go take that, put that woman out on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
They say, business is business. And not all of them are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like that at all if you don't owe them in the first place.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you just be still.
Right.
And she didn't know how to pay it. So she's just praying, I need to get a hold of Brother Copeland. And he said, he's going to be at the Target store. And I was. I was walking in there that day. Now, don't be coming up to me and wanting me to pay off the house. No, she didn't come to me.
Right.
She went to God.
Yes.
Come on.
Spirit-filled
come
woman.
On. Come on.
Lovely lady. And she went to God, and he directed her to me.
Amen.
And Gloria, and oh, we enjoyed doing that. And you go to places, and we were at a restaurant that we'd go to. Young woman had a bad marriage. And then she went back. Then they divorced, and he took the car away from her, and she's afoot. And she's having to borrow her dad's car to get to work.
Yeah.
I said, well, what kind of car do you want? I said, are you praying and believing? Oh, she said, yeah, I prayed about this. She said, I knew I shouldn't have gone over there to him, but she said, I shouldn't have done it. But my children are involved. I said, what kind of car are we buying? I said, now, don't tell me about some dog. I want to know what kind of car it takes. And well, she said, here's what I've been looking at and all of that. And I said, okay. So we prayed about that, and we were able to
come on
help her. And then the next time we were in there, I said, did you get the car yet? Oh, she said, and I really did. She said, my dad's here. I want you to meet him. He's one of your partners. And he lived in another town. He said, Brother Copeland, I really appreciate what you did for my girl.
Wow.
That was in a restaurant.
Come on.
Because we learned to be debt-free.
Connected. Yeah.
And we connected the dream.
All right.
Now, this dream is big. But that was just as big a dream to her. She was afoot. That other woman was about to be homeless. This is a huge dream.
Yeah.
But now, wait a minute. The Almighty God, El Shaddai, who is more than enough.
That's right.
Taught you and Jenny how to do it.
Come on.
I don't think there's anything now he'd come up with that you wouldn't agree to do.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, you're in agreement, and that's the reason you stepped out and developed that network to go all over Africa, and you made a lot of people not too happy about it.
Yeah.
And I won't go into that, but anyway.
Hallelujah.
That's all right. They can be unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to forgive those people.
Right.
And this is the big thing. You have to walk in forgiveness.
Yes.
Or you'll just...
Amen.
We were living there in that little house in Florentine, and I'd had a... Anyway, I was preaching up in Oklahoma, and sitting up in the bed, and I had this vision, and there was a big pipe at about a 45-degree angle right here, big, about that big around, and there was water gulfing into the end of that splatter, and I could literally feel this little spew in my face, and I said... Lord, what is that? He said it's unrepented unforgiveness. And I began to pray. And the Lord brought up something to me. A guy right out there at the came in before, and Gloria picked up a sack of cantaloupes. They looked so good, and got them home, and only the top two were good.
Oh.
I said, give me that bag. I'm going down there and spank him. She said, no, you're not. No, you are not. And I said, Lord, I forgive the cantaloupe guy.
Yeah.
The cantaloupe guy. Little grains of junk on the inside of me that had to be fixed.
Yeah.
Goodbye. We're out of time again today. We'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There are those who seem to have discovered the key to financial freedom. If abundant prosperity remains elusive to you, it's time to look again at what God says about giving and receiving. The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert is a transformative journey into the heart of biblical generosity. Uncover key truths from Scripture about giving and dispel misconceptions surrounding principles of sowing and reaping. Your giving isn't just about what you offer, but the motive behind it. Learn how to release bold faith in receiving God's best for you through genuine, selfless giving. Debunk the myth that only anonymous or secret giving is blessed by God. Understand that giving with a pure heart is the true path to abundance. As you embrace the truths within this book, let the Holy Spirit work in your heart and witness a life overflowing with God's goodness and bountiful prosperity. You'll become a living testament to God's generosity, inspiring others and drawing them to a generous God who delights in blessing His people. Don't miss this amazing journey. Walk in the financial freedom God has for you. Get your copy of The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert for only $7.99. Receive an in-depth look into how biblical generosity and giving lead to God's prosperity. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and get your book today. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Then we begin to develop a grateful life, being in gratitude. And we just get up in the morning and just forgive everybody.
Come on.
Then walk into a restaurant and say, Lord, I forgive everybody in there, and I'll bless anybody you tell me.
Right.
And learn to do that, and you just walk in it all the time. And somebody can just say something terrible to you, and you just say, no, I forgive them. And then tomorrow I have another story I'll tell you. But until then, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is
Lord.
Give Him a praise. Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.